It's Monday, August the 24th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another audio boo on procrastination. I wanted to kind of expand on what I mumbled through and stumbled through yesterday about the ought and ideal self. I think it's a really important concept, and after just getting back from that canoe trip, I'm just not thinking clearly enough, I guess, and I'm sure I'll struggle through it a bit more. But the notion of the ought and ideal self, I think, is tremendously important to understanding procrastination. Not necessarily from some of the experimental work that we see, but more from a larger existential perspective, one that you know I hold very dearly when I think about why it is we procrastinate in our lives. What I argued yesterday is that, you know, first in the research we saw that procrastinators actually have a larger discrepancy between the ought and ideal self, and that that discrepancy is usually defined by emotions that are agitated, guilty, distressed, and anxious. And that this is a prevention focus. The motivation here is avoiding failure. So you have this classic approach avoidance distinction. And with the ought self, we're really looking at avoidance. And so the story that might really be told here is that, you know, even when we have these last minute efforts on our ought selves, the things we feel we ought to be doing, we simply feel relief as opposed to real pleasure. And we're not acting true to ourselves. Like, it's not that what we're doing in life is bringing us joy and a sense of accomplishment. It's simply relief that we're not screwing up again. And we've seen this before when I talked about perfectionism, socially prescribed perfectionists always trying to live up to other people's expectations are the ones that are more likely to procrastinate. And most importantly, and really what I want to talk about today in terms of the take home, the message, the key idea here is that this is a way of living and being in the world that's truly inauthentic. When we're defining our lives with our ought selves, we're not looking to see what it is we are striving to be, what we're approaching to be, but what we feel we're as expected of us in the world. And now we can't escape that. We live in social relationships. We have roles that we play that come with duties and obligations. But those aren't the things that necessarily should define us. And when they do, I think that's when we start to live an inauthentic life and we're more likely to procrastinate because our life is one big lack of engagement. It's rare, I think, that we truly procrastinate on the things that we're deeply engaged in. Those are the things that draw us closer, that we approach in terms of our success. So what I want to just say is that to the extent that we live our lives in the pursuit of our ideal selves and our hopes, as opposed to trying to live up to our ought selves or trying to avoid our feared and undesired selves, we may well be on the path to effective, authentic action, and we'll have less needless delay motivated by falsely internalized goals. A big thought for today, but one I wanted to expand on from yesterday's ought versus ideal self. You can learn more at procrastination.ca, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.